Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 210. 210 episodes in. That's a lot of episodes, but welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And this is going to be a short episode where I kind of want to freestyle a little bit. Usually I have a pretty in-depth outline or like quick hits that I want to talk about, but I want to be simple here and talk about my favorite topic, which is why I tend to be more optimistic, I'd say, than the average person, or at minimum, more optimistic than I used to be. Certainly so. In that, I want to talk about how I look at things in my life, how I look at the BS in my life that is thrown at me each and every day, how I look at the days that really suck, and how I also look at the days that are great. And I think in sharing the perspective I'm about to share with you, I think it could really help you so that the next time you find yourself being thrown curveball after curveball, or just the bullshit in your life is piling up, or you feel frustrated about something that happened or frustrated about something that didn't happen, you can turn to this mindset. And so I'm looking at my quote outline here, which is basically just a blank page at this point, but I have written down a couple points. And the big point I wrote down here, and it's the title of this episode, and I'm going to talk about why I think this is a powerful mindset, is I wrote down, hands off your hips. Hands off your hips. And if you've been listening to the podcast over the past month or so, I've been talking a lot about high school lacrosse. You're going to think I'm having a midlife crisis, but I don't know. Quarantine, weird times got me watching random YouTube lacrosse video highlights. So just thinking back to when I played lacrosse in high school, thinking back to when I was a tiny little dude, 6'1", 150 pounds soaking wet. And I was thinking back to our training sessions that we always used to have, with our strength and conditioning coach, big dude, used to play for the Cowboys. Dude was thick, two C's. He was a thick guy. And whenever we would do, conditioning or lifting or whatever, cardio, whatever we were doing, he would do this thing where he would not let us rest our hands on our hips. You know how you do, when you're gassed and tired and you're breathing heavy, you try to regain your composure, you put your hands on your hips. You do it because you need a minute, you need a quick timeout. You're trying to catch your breath, but he wouldn't let us do that. He would call each one of us out. He'd be like, get your hands off your hips. You go, are you done? No? Well, then get your hands off your hips. And that was always his motto, that, you can't put your hands on your hips until you're done, until you're absolutely finished. You're done for the day. And for some reason, this has always stuck with me. I'm still, I suppose, half meathead, half dude, half, mindfulness guy. But, it's always stuck with me, not just as a disciplined way to approach doing things in life or working out, but also in true Case fashion as a mindset, because it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor because it means more than literally just putting your hands on your hips. It represents how you look at things in life. And specifically for me, it comes down to this one idea. And it's an idea, it's the idea, frankly, that has made me such an optimist. I'm so grateful in my life. And you know this, again, if you listen to the pod or if we've ever chatted, I can be kind of annoyingly or overwhelmingly optimistic. It's just kind of how I operate, and I'm pretty genuine about that. It's not BS. It's, for me, things are literally just glass half full. That's how I prefer to look at things. I don't care if it's just a small drop of water in that glass. It's half full. It's half full, and let's drink up. But seriously, I am, tend to be a grateful person, and this comes from this idea of hands off your hips. Hands off your hips. The idea that I am never just surviving something. I'm never just getting through something. I am always thriving through it. That's it. Thriving, not surviving. and not thriving in the sense that I'm always winning. I'm always winning. Hardly. Your boy knows how to take an L seriously. But there is a difference between just surviving, just getting through something, and thriving, making the most of it, appreciating it, being empowered by it. And because of that difference, my hands are never on my hips because I've always got more in me. I'm never done. I'm not finished. I'm not just surviving. I'm not just getting past whatever it is I have to get past. I'm not just surviving through the bullshit. I'm not just getting through a tough day. I'm not just wallowing in some pain or overthinking or something. I'm thriving through it. And because of that, I'm always telling myself, hands off your hips, Case. Hands off your hips. It's always stuck with me like that. And it's kind of just a simple way that I look at life, that every shitty thing I have to do in my life, or every tough experience I have to go through, or I will go through, it is building me. And because of that, I am not just surviving. It's building me. I'm thriving. I'm getting something in return. And that's the big difference here. Surviving means you get through something and you stay the same. You toughed it out. You got through it. You survived. You're the same. But life is never like that. I don't care how minuscule something might be or how hard it might be. It changes you in a good way. And so for me, it's like for every piece of bullshit that's thrown my way that I get through, that I experience, I am getting something in return. And because of that, I am thriving. I'm always thriving, not surviving, thriving. And I've learned that because of that, everything you go through in life builds you in some way. Every single thing, every uncomfortable thing, every single bullshit moment, every loss, every frustration, every moment where you're clueless, but you keep moving forward, every time you do something for the first time and you fail, every moment builds you. And to look at those moments and be like, I just got to get through this. I just got to survive. I think that's not giving you enough credit, because those things, those experiences, no matter how much they suck, they are building you. They're giving you something in return. And recognizing that is what gives you optimism and confidence in life, because you're always getting something. You're always on the receiving end of something. And that's amazing. Like, I've grown to just so appreciate all of the shitty moments in my life. I've grown to appreciate the tough decisions I've had to make, the tough conversations I've had, the L's that I've been dealt over and over again every single way. Because I know that I'm thriving through them, not merely surviving, not staying the same, just got to keep my head down. No, but thriving. So for me, it's always hands off your hips, dude. No problem. You know, you're not done. And so many things, I break it down in so many ways, like in my job, for instance. If you listen to the pod, you know, I still work a 9-to-5. I run a sales team here in Chicago, slinging ad tech. It's great. I've grown, for instance, I can appreciate losing a deal, even though that sucks. I can appreciate internal bullshit, even though that really sucks. I've grown to appreciate, letting someone go or putting them on a performance plan or having a tough conversation. As much as that really, really sucks, I've grown to appreciate it, because I know that those experiences are building me. They're growing me. And should they ever happen again, I know I don't need to stress or overthink, because I know I'm capable of handling them. Right? Not surviving, thriving. I got something from it. Or in my personal life, to like break up with someone, that sucks a lot of overthinking, but I'm not just surviving through it. I don't need to just get it done. I'm thriving through it, because now I know how much, I know that I did what's right for me. I know that I'm setting myself up to be happy and fulfilled. And I know that having a tough conversation isn't as tough as I thought. I got something from it. Thriving, not surviving. Or in my business as an entrepreneur, newmindsethoodist.com, so many bullshit moments, issues with lawyers and taxes and fulfillment and customers, so many things. I'm not just surviving through those moments and those experiences, I'm thriving through them, because each moment, each experience is teaching me that it's not that big of a deal, that I can learn, that I'm becoming stronger. So that the next time someone or something throws me a curveball, I've got this. I'm stronger now. Thriving, not surviving. Right? That's like my MO here. Hands off my hips, because surviving implies you get through something just so you can continue living as you were. But that's so clearly not the case. Anytime you go through something big, small, tough, really tough, really, really, really tough, you are getting something in return. You're growing through it. So you're never in life, I am convinced that you're never just surviving. You're never just going through something merely to stay the same. You're thriving. So that's how I look at things. And that's why I'm optimistic. Boom. I'll just end the episode right there. but no, can't do that. But seriously, that's how I look at things, right? I am thriving, not just surviving. I'm not done. So my hands are off my hips always. And it's the same to you, my friend. Hands off your hips. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. And again, I always say on the podcast, that might sound like it's nice. It sounds great in theory, but not so easy in practice. Yes, of course, I feel you. Life likes to hit you when you're down. And when you're down, it's tough to be like, this is so much fun. Case said this is great. Like, I get that. It's unlikely. But if you're honest with yourself, look back at something tough that happened to you, like in the past year, for instance, something like personal or work related or relationship or family, something that like really sucked. And now think about again, that if that were to happen again in the future, or something similar to that were to happen to you in the future, it could be, you know, getting fired from your job or relationship failing, family issue, because you already experienced it or something similar, you know what it's like, you know, it sucked. Yeah. You know, it really sucked. Yeah. But if you're honest with yourself, I you know that you can handle it again. You know it's armed you with perspective. And that's perspective that says you're stronger now, right? It says that you know how it feels and you know you can overcome it. You're stronger now. For every time you embarrass yourself, now you feel less embarrassed. You feel less embarrassed the next time because you know it's not the end of the world. Now, for every bad date you go on, you overthink it less, because it doesn't hold so much weight or significance anymore. You know it's a reflection of them, not you. For every loss or rejection you experience now, it stings less, because you know that you can move on quickly and you know that you've got it in you that you'll try again. So there's fewer things to overthink. That's how I approach this. And that's why I'm so optimistic, because every piece of bullshit in life makes you stronger. I look at it, I call them bullshit points. It's like points at a carnival. I collect them, and then I cash them in. I gradually cash them in for a sense of centeredness and confidence. And I think the same can go for you, my friend. Like, for every tough conversation you have, for every bad date you go on, for every bullshit moment at work, for every time you fail, for every time you're rejected, for every awkward experience you have, you get a point, plus one to you. And then you cash those in for a sense of confidence. And that's a sense of confidence that says, you know, you can handle it in the future. Not just handle it, but thrive through it, because it's building you, plus one, plus one, plus one. Because now you don't need to overthink that thing. You know, you've got it. And that might seem like a minor point, but I have found, as I'm pretty sure you have as well, that the things that we overthink in life, the things that we're generally anxious about, they're the things that we haven't experienced firsthand yet. They're in our head. We run around with what ifs, unknowns, uncertainty, all around things that we haven't experienced yet. But if you have, right now, if you're looking at things like I do, you have points to prove that you've been through those things. And you know you've been through them, you thrived through them, and you can handle it moving forward. So with that, it's hands off your hips. You're not done. You're not just dragging your ass through the motions, just surviving. Nah. Uh-uh. You're thriving. And you're gradually cashing those points in for a more sense of self, more confidence, more centeredness. You're becoming someone who is stronger because of what they went through. You're never the same. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. And that's my mindset, that whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, whatever you might go through, hands off your hips. You're thriving. You're not just surviving. You're stronger. You're more aware. You overthink less. And that's the mindset. And like, I like to always create analogies. Here's the movie analogy I'm making in my head. It's like, I don't know, a military boot camp or something, where the drill instructor is putting a new recruit through like a brutal PT session and is just making the dude do push-up after push-up after push-up. And the drill instructor is just trying to break him. He wants him to quit and he wants him to leave, because that's their job, I suppose. And he's just in his face. He's like, give me another one. And he's like, is that all you've got? Are you done? Are you going to cry? Are you going to run home to mommy? Like, that's what he's saying. But instead, in my mind, in this analogy, the recruit is really stubborn and he doesn't want to let the drill instructor win. So he goes, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another? May I have another? You know, give me more. And that's the analogy I'm envisioning in my head. But for me, it's like to the universe. I'm like, yeah, universe, give me another one. Sure. Why not? Give me some more bullshit to handle. Bring it my way. Give me some more awkward moments. Give me some more disappointment, some rejection. Throw some heartbreak in there. I got it. Hands off my hips. I'm not just surviving through it. I'm thriving through it. And that's how I operate. And it's simple. It's cheesy, sure. But that's the hands off your hips mindset. And I hope it gives you something to think about. Because it's given me a lot to think about, clearly, the fact that I could sit down and talk about this for 15 minutes. But it just makes you grateful. Makes you grateful. And being grateful is what makes you optimistic. It's what makes you hopeful, of course. What makes you energized. Because when you appreciate what you have, when you appreciate what you've been through, then you realize like you have a superpower. You can thrive through anything. That's a big deal. That centers you. Because you come to realize through that process that you can't just be grateful in life for good things. You can't just be grateful for the positive moments, the times you win, the great times you have with friends. Nah, you've got to be grateful for everything, or at least appreciative of everything in between. You've got to find a way to appreciate the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, the rejection. When things don't go your way, you've got to appreciate that. Because doing that, that's what opens you up to how freaking capable you are. And you'll find yourself saying, thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you. And you'll know that it's okay to feel hurt or sad or rejected. It's okay to take things personally and not be a, you know, always smiling guy. Like, I'm human. I'm the same way, of course. But I've learned that I can snap out of it quicker than I used to, because I can, and I do, choose to look at all the BS and I get to decide what it is. I get to decide that these are moments that make me stronger. Rejected. Okay, fine. But that's plus one point to me. Disappointed, plus one. I lost the deal, plus one. I failed, plus one. I was embarrassed, awkward, whatever, plus one. Plus two. Plus 10, probably, to be honest there. Right? For each of those points, I'm thriving. I'm not surviving. I'm not the same. I'm better. I'm stronger. Because now I know that I've got what it takes to do more and do better. I've been through those bad moments, those awkward moments, those first tries, second tries, third tries. And I know I have now fewer things to overthink, fewer things to be scared of, fewer things to worry about, fewer things to regret. So I simply say, hands off my hips. I'm not done. I'm not surviving. I'm thriving. I will appreciate this experience soon enough because it's plus one, plus one, plus one. And my life is the aggregate of those points. They add up. They strengthen me. They empower me to survive. So I'm not done. Thank you, sir. May I have another? My hands are off my hips. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that gave you something to think about. Let me know what you think. DM me, text me. I'm here to help genuinely. I love to chat. If I don't respond to your first message, hit me up another time. Just bump it up so I can see it. And if you are listening right now on Apple Podcasts and can drop a 5-star rating and a 1-2 sentence review, I'd really, really appreciate it. It means a lot, helps the show grow, and puts a big old goofy smile on my face. So thank you for that. And I'll end it right there. Until next episode, I'm out.